Reboot. For a second, I was like, maybe I said it too quickly. Maybe his headset wasn't connected. Maybe he won't. Maybe he didn't hear me, and he'll be like, "Hello, can you hear me?" And then I just heard a beep boop. Yeah, also can't tell if this is my internet or your internet. I'm gonna disconnect from my VPN. Yeah. Greetings. George is restarting his router. Restarting his router. Apologies. Wait, hold on. What mistake? Is there an opening? Oh.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they're also dumb. Because I got on my train this morning. Yeah, and there were people on the same track, are trains that go to World Trade and trains that go to Midtown. And we get to 23rd Street, and they're just like, wait, doesn't this go to World Trade? Someone in my car said that. Like, two, it might have been five people in my car said that. And someone's like, nah, this goes to Midtown. The other train at Grove Street goes to World Trade. And they're like, fuck. And I was late to work, so at that point it was like 9:50 on the train, and I was like, yeah, you're gonna have to fucking hustle to get to that fucking parade now. Yeah. During your meetings, were people like, is anyone else there with you? I mean, it just. Look at this asshole in our office that fucking came in today after we told him not to. Like, what? One of our new hires bit someone in order to get in. Wah, 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 wah.
Fifty three years. Fifty three years.
10, 53 years over and over again. I didn't realize Josh employed tactics similar to Wizards of the Coast to protect his IP. Josh is like, for the past 5 years, there has been a Pinkerton no more than 100 feet from you at any given time. Like, that was the guy on my hike? I feel like it's not gonna be like an Amazon web portal to view the prices of the Pinkertons. That would be so funny if they did. They had like a per diem rate to follow someone around. And there were, what are the comments? Nicolas Cage ass posts. I've got something I'm looking for. Much less, and a lot. Or there's got to be an upfront, like for the retainer, that's got to be upfront, and then it's probably per day until they happen. And then the final job has another payout. I mean, I'm just guessing. Like, I've not done this, so. Might be five per day, depending on how much we travel. Yeah. Why, you like feet, Tanner? You seemed shocked and surprised and delighted at 100 feet. That's 50 people's worth of feet, Tanner. Does it? All right. No, we believe you. Any more than 100 feet? You don't think you can handle more than 100 feet? You'd pass out from excitement? It's a new bot. It's a new bot. It's got new volume settings. It's a new bot. That was a genuine reaction by me to just be like, what the fuck? Rat. Yeah, we got a new chain. Good. Not having to. Volunteering. They told him he didn't have to go into work, and then he went into work. Thank you. Wait until you can hire the Indian team when they replace that team with an AI team. For now. I can't believe they took away Fable from us. I asked it one question, my benchmark question, and it got it right, and no other model got it right, and then they took it away from us. It took a dollar for my question. You just had to stop at Chinese. That's true. The Chinese are, that's it. We're stopping use of the model immediately. Modern Wars. Also 43. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, but that's because they started killing the kids that can't read. No. I think they started failing them or something. They like actually started failing them in. Sorry, no. What? No, I didn't have a lot of loot at all. Well, they started failing kids. So if it's like fifth grade literacy rate, they don't let people make it to fifth grade. Unless they pass fourth grade. Oh, yeah. No. It's not like... Oh, no, totally. It's not like they just, like, gave every person in every grade Adderall and the pass rates were the same or something. It's like, no. They made sure that in order to get to a grade, you actually have to be smart enough to be in that grade. So when you test them on some non-passing, like, just like a literacy survey... They do really well. Well, yeah, because we don't let fucking assholes get into fifth grade. You do not go GDP for GDP with the U.S. We care too much about it. You don't do it. I like that one. I like that one a lot. Oh yeah, so something interesting happened over the past couple of weeks. So my grandfather passed away. My Algerian grandfather passed away. And thank you. Thank you. So there's been a bit of drama with the will. And I don't know why it took like 3 days to get to this part of the will, but there is a part that is causing a lot of drama in the will. So he owns, I think, three properties in Algeria. He owns like a building, he owns a compound with several other buildings, and I think he has a bunch of land. He left the building to me and my brother. And we don't talk to that side of the family at all. So it's like everyone's around reading through and they're like, to Karim's kids? They haven't even come to Algeria. What the fuck? They gave that those two the whole building? What the hell? So I think probably it's sometime in the next 6 to 12 months I have to go visit because I'm now a property owner for the will. I think it's so funny. I think it's so funny because it's such a hassle for me and my brother, and it's so annoying for every other person. It's like the perfect thing to make almost no one happy. And oh yeah, this is the other thing. We can't sell it until my dad dies. We have to present a death certificate to a court in Algeria in order to sell and transfer the deed. So I just have a building I can't sell. It's not even in the capital of Algeria. It's like a 6 hour train ride from the capital. So I'm like, what the fuck? My dad's like, well, it's near a bunch of doctor's offices. You can rent it to doctors. They'll definitely move in and have their offices there. And I'm like, that's fine, actually. That's it just like it's and I'm on the phone with my brother and he's like, I can't believe this is how I become a property owner. It is literally 5,000 miles away. And I'm like, it's perfect. It's perfect. I think it's a very big joke from him because he's probably like, these are the only two grandkids that haven't visited Algeria. Let's give them a building and make them come here. Like, it's so fucking crazy. I couldn't believe what my dad was laughing explaining it, and he's like, sorry, I just got off the phone with my sister. They're wondering what the fuck. Yep. Yes. And my dad didn't know about it. My dad didn't know about it until the will was read, so no one actually knew he had a will until he died. I don't know if it's sane. We're derived from the English legal system. Well, English common law dictates like standard contractual practices. I don't know about like death transfer or whatever, but sorry, no, what'd you say? Yeah. It's so funny. I think it's absolutely hilarious. Mainly because it's not like, I don't know, it's not like I need the money from the sale, so I think it's funny. But for my brother who probably would want it to like buy a house where he's like, bro, what the fuck? Like, come on. And it's like, I don't know, it's rental income. You gotta go, and then I could. Yeah, I don't know what I would do in the fifth largest city of Algeria. I guess. I don't know. The Wikipedia page is like 100 words for the town. Like, it's also, if you try to look at prices to go from Newark to Batna is the name of this city. The tickets that were quoted by Google Flights was $6,300 for a round trip. And I was like, excuse me, what? And then I looked at just getting to Algiers, which is the capital, and that was like $2,400. And then you can take a train that's 6 hours or just a normal flight that's like a couple $100. I'm like, where the fuck did this $6,000 quote come from? What the fuck are you guys talking about? I'm not flying there for $6,000. That's fucking absurd. And then my brother was like, wait, look up who's flying the plane. Like, look up the airline. Because my brother has watched every episode of Air Disasters. So he's just like, do they have an FAA license? Like, are they legally allowed to fly in the U.S.? And I'm like, well, they're not banned from EU airspace. He's like, that's a good start. And I'm like, we'll take the train. If we're going, we're taking the train. Absolutely absurd. I still can't believe it. Yeah. No, they do. Or, yeah, Josh, how much would it cost for your Pinkertons to follow me to Batna, Algeria? Holy fuck. What is 180k if he goes to 50 metal concerts inside the month? Like, how the fuck does it get that high? Fair. What? There's a lot of coke. A lot of coke. Yeah. I think so. It can't hear us. As far as we know. Oh. Wait, is Lark in the group chat you have with all the AI talking shit about what our actions are? We actually didn't, we haven't addressed that in, on a call yet, have we? Yeah, it looked like you just said a social, like if you made up Twitter and then put, like, had people watch our shit and then post on Twitter. He had to. When he saw the trend of people stopped asking questions on Stack Overflow. His AI thing's fucking me. I gotta get into an AI job now. Oh my god, he can have such a dumb fucking job pitch. I've always been passionate about answering people's questions. I went from CTO at Stack Overflow, the ultimate question answering site, and now I work on AI, which all it does is answer my questions. Shit, where's my notebook? Let me make sure this is the right kind of pen. Go for it. Chuck. I just have the page open. Yeah. Well, I mean, would you rather Alcahest freight be sandwiched between two? been a library here the whole time and you haven't figured it out? We'll bump Anzu. Do they take walk-ons? Nice. Gross. This is Jethro of I think it's worth it. Well, when I was in the Air Force. No, I'm joking. Yeah, you're the last person we want being a pilot. You have no stake in the safety of the plane. The densest, which is why I'm flying. Raw potatoes.
Benny. I'm not.
We want this route to be so good it's scary. Does it look like the creatures that we saw in the void sphere? Yeah, but we saw last time we saw a bunch of hands was when we went into that thing. They're the void people. The religion here. What? Oh, edge of my seat. We're bad at first phrases. I'm a child, he's a bird, and he is like two different people or something. Is that not interesting enough? Oh. You're right. It's not your race. It's the massive fucking chip on your shoulder. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Do you think he has like a 5-star room when he fades into dust and we're like pulling him out of like a spa day or something? Yeah. What wouldn't? You know, I knew when you said I don't know if I'm doing it justice. Like, there's no way he's just gonna repeat what he just fucking said. He's probably gonna make us pull up in here. Oh, of course, of course. Also, I couldn't remember if we saw it earlier, but the foreshadowing of sending an image that is clearly of a really weird fucking angle of the eyes with the four hands, and I'm like, that's a battle map, isn't it? Yeah. This is if you were a real big giant. This is the angle you'd see it at. What the hell? Wait. Wait. What do you mean? I'm so much more concerned about the thing. Have you looked directly in front of us? Oh.
Everyone's trying to stand on top of Anzu. Is this just stuff learned in the library or anytime afterwards? We attack. Red. Fuck. Nice. Ooh. Dumb deck 12. Subject 12 then? Ally. No. I think we passed. Yeah, so if he tries to screw us over. Oh. We do have a car or a truck. Can we empty out the back of the truck so that it goes faster? If we didn't already. Jethro? And I'm talking about the back of the cloth truck. Don't we have a garage or something? I feel like we have a garage. In my head, we have a garage. Can we just put it in the backyard? One of the fabrics has got to be like either... Yeah, like a tarp or something waterproof, and then we just put that fabric over the other fabrics. Has it even rained? What else are we going to do with them? Throw them off the side? And then put the waterproof ones over. We'll put it in their lap then. Put it in the backyard. Where the fuck did they have all this? I guess they just kept the fabric in the truck, huh? No, but I'm trying to think of for them. That was a coincidence. Are we going to go drive and kill all... Oh, going to get a free gift.
Oh, we could do it. Like, actually, Cover Up Darkness is better. Well, if we go get Jethro, deck 12 is going to be in and out 20 minutes. We have time for dinner, and then we can go get the hearts. Josh has every name, and if we don't ask for a name, he gets pissed because we usually ask for names.
I think part of it is we're a very kind group. We're also a very capable group. Oh, no. Yeah, it's just the one of us. Oh.
You think that guy got briefed not to talk to us or to talk to us and make it seem friendly? Yeah. There's only two groups on this fucking place.
Yeah. Yeah. A British pedophile. And they're definitely not British, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Tanner. Tanner's not in Britain, maybe in the US. It's not Solari's subsurface island over there. Can't use that. Can't that Bob, and accounting is a fucking nonce, dude. What? What happened? Oh, I just almost spilled like five different cups of coffee. He couldn't get out of the fucking break room with a cup of coffee. Damn. I didn't realize that was a sign. I don't know. Oh yeah, we're nighttime shenanigans. We have to. Yeah, we agreed. So whose hearts am I? Okay. I'll write their names down so that I can join them. Yeah. Do we want to wait until right before the tithe to do this? Catch him a wee bit off guard. That's probably fair. Okay. In the dead of night, I sneak in. Like 2 hours. Sure. Okay. What happened? What happened to the dice bot? I politely asked it. Foundry.
Oh, my foundry.
Thirty-two, crit. I like to think the truck does that cartoon thing where it's just like the truck is just the wheels are like, yeah.
Oh, cool. Benny opened one of the cabinets.
You're not making this easy. How did you know I was gonna, how did you know I was gonna kill you? Kato. They could have been packing up for anything. No, hold on. I want the heart to be at peace. He might have been staying the night. We don't know what he's doing.
is perception.
What?
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah. Can someone look? 34 crit. Listen, buddy, not personal. We can't. Another group's going to get your power. Benny will. Yeah. Can for flavor, can we get what the distraction was? Okay, so it was fun. It wasn't like my arm, or like something else that would have made them feel. Because the meat is sour if they're upset when you kill them. Here we go, one more step. They also, yeah, can you check? Well, actually, okay, you go in and check, and then maybe I'll come in and kill it. Why?
Got it. Walkie talkies.
Yeah. I'll kill him. Or we'll turn him. We'll double turn him.
Josh, does that vibe with what we know that it is difficult to kill a heart when you're near it, or is it easy? But I want the energy. But he could be fodder. Yeah. And to be fair, we committed on stuff for the next cycle. That I'm okay with. Yeah. Somewhere where we'll have majority say, because if he's boozing, he's not useful and no one will want him. I don't know. Listen, we can't have him be boozing, drunk, horrible, incapable, and also a super secret spy for Grayson. If Grayson turned him, we would notice immediately. Yeah. God, this heart's going to be a fucking weirdo. Benny will say that out loud before he heads in. help who? Help him do what? Huh.
Oh, Mr. Benny, it does be. Mr. Benny does be perceiving.
29, 26. It's a 15 on my screen. No, sorry. It's a 26. It showed a 15 on my screen, but that may have been my die hitting Johnny's die on my. Yeah, because I have a plus 14. Yanked. Get yanked, idiot.
While this is while it's collapsing, Benny will ask Johnny.
He said, "Oh fuck." Do you think he felt that? Did he know that I was gonna kill? Oh shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In a way, we relate to the hearts. Well, yeah, me especially.
Well, I'm driving the important one. I mean, do they even matter?
But yeah, what's the issue with just letting him drive, guys? Oh, and that makes it. Yeah, I guess that makes. But it doesn't. It's not a computer.
Yeah, drunk driving is illegal.
If it was a problem, it'd be illegal.
That's how it starts. Them's the rules. What are we paying these people for? Yep. Yeah, how much is like a mundane room? Like, can we get like a warehouse or storeroom? Oh, okay, cool. Twenty-nine more. God, you guys just. I'm setting up the spreadsheet. Give me a second. I have to highlight the. I have to add the bold, the top.
Umi. Wait, so George, you want to get the bulkheads and the moat? But the bulkheads and the moat bring us to, yeah, right around. So we're at 194 right now. $155 starting. Oh, I see. This is 12. This is 17. I do. I do think that's probably good. I mean, so what else do I like? We should probably get in like the 50 to 70 range, because we don't want to have a juicy target. It actually benefits us significantly to spend, because then the heart gives less on return, and it's harder to get to a heart that has less energy. Yeah. Who are our neighbors? One of our neighbors is Run Gunners. Do we know if they're part of an alliance? Okay, because if we go further into the espionage, we have Siphon Array already. We could get spoofing transmitter. This just targets one rival faction straight up. The parasite one needs to be. That's 180, that's tier 3, but we'll worry about that later. Once per cycle, a party can use this to forge false energy footprints. Attempt a DC 24 Deception Society or applicable lore check. So this is like a DC we could complete, like Johnny could completely hammer. The target's tithe increases by 15. Party's reduction stays at 10. Oh, I see. So our tithe is reduced by 10, and we increase the targets by 15 on a crit success. I'm not sure they're going to have difficulty paying the tithe. Like, we'd have to target people that might take our route anyways, where they kill their own heart and transfer to someone more powerful. Like, are we really worried about Grayson's ability? Well, I don't think we should be doing it, is like my point. Like, even if we could hammer a crit success, like, our reduction at 10 is good, because, you know, we want it reduced, obviously. Yeah. Let me look at utility. So we have, what, three? Let me just read utility and comfort real quick. We don't have any of these yet, so we don't get access to tier 2, right? I've
Oh, okay, cool. We got to spend up front. Now, so I do think we should be spending from the defense category. Let me check what Josh sent. Oh. So the moat makes him prone. I mean, actually, DC-23 is not bad. We think the zombies are going to be not that athletic, and yeah. Hold on, we don't want the turrets. Has anyone read the turrets? Okay. It's 2d8 plus 4. Is that a 14 to hit or a plus 14 to hit? Oh, it's one turret. Oh, yeah. If it's one turret, the moat is much more bang for buck. The turrets honestly seem expensive then. Like, if a turret doesn't, like, if a single purchase doesn't cover the perimeter. I mean, don't get me wrong. If it covers the perimeter, it seems a little bit powerful. I see. I see. Yeah, I say we go with the moat. I'm very concerned that the optimal is to just keep buying the turrets after we get the moat. Just like, would we rather have feedback shielding or two more turrets? All right, fair enough. I'll mark down a purchase of the moat and of the bulwark bulkheads. We need something for these assholes. Well, actually, they're in the barracks. Do we want a storeroom for random shit, or... So wait. The current rooms we have,
I think we have a kitchen, we have the barracks, we have a garage, and we have a room on a workshop. Do we have a room for us to sleep in? Ah, okay. The warehouse, and then we have, but it's like a just a room with a table and chairs. It's just we'll have a war room because there are going to be so many fucking people in the barracks that you can't hang out in the barracks. It's just for sleeping. So then we'll have a. Yeah. We're designing this to be in unrateable Rust base. It's just our. We stage a car accident that kills Silvato, and we make his blood alcohol very high. We just if we just go to bed, he'll kill himself. Yeah, does the weave adhere? It
It doesn't adhere to the DSM-5 or whatever. We had a parody of it, like a not, I think it was the DSH or the DHS, in one of our mock trials, and then our mock trial coach had to explain to us what the DSM was. And it's like, oh, this is just not the DSM, but it is the DSM. It's like, yeah, but they're not saying it. Finger bungle. The chips. Fat Cock Alliance. I mean, I was definitely talking. Chucksaw Ridge. Mean Sandwich. The Heartbreakers. Oh, the Topside Boys, because we're on top of the Strider.
Yeah.
Why don't we call ourselves the Rabid Cats? The Atomic Cats? The Atom Cats? Ooh. Josh, the Atom Cats were the gang in Fallout 4.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Fair. What is Solari subspace do? Oh, okay. Or Prime Meridian? The topside boys. The choir. More of a listener myself.
Oh, he'll regret it.
Right. Yes. Peace.